Good morning. Welcome to KMUN, and welcome to Fall Pledge Drive. It's a party around here because it's our excuse to celebrate community radio. I'm Marianne Myers, and I am joined here on a special edition of Food Talk by my fabulous co-host, Linda Perkins. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marianne. I've got my apron on.
You do. I am a witness, and everybody knows already that I will bust you if you are fibbing.
I'm lying. And today I chose purple because it starts with P, like pledge drive, and please, please, please.
That's right. Oh, that's a James Brown song. That's a great.
I could have chosen brown for beg.
We're not begging. We're inviting. We are really excited about having an extra opportunity to talk to you about home cooking, but also being part of Pledge Drive and inviting you to donate. So we have some. We have a couple of incentives to ask people, and because we're only with you for 29 minutes, it's important that you absorb this piece of information and then act on it ASAP. So do you want to tell people what we have for them and how it's going to work?
Sure. Well, Marianne is, so what we're going to do is anybody that pledges any amount during our show, so from 9 to 9:30 today, we're going to put all your names in a hat. You can text a donation, you can call in, you can do it online any way that you want. We're going to put you all in a hat and draw names, and we have three identical prizes, and they are: Mary Ann is going to make you a big honkin' chicken pot pie, and if you're vegetarian, it can be, or if it's just what you want, it can be a vegetable pot pie, but I am here to say that her pot pies are delicious, and that you would be very lucky to have one. And then also, I made almond cakes because we just decided that we were only going to give away round things. So
we did. I missed that. I missed that decision.
Oh, I had it with myself.
Oh, okay.
Or discussion, rather. And I made an almond cake, and it's something I'm kind of known for. It's a cake that's dense and chewy, which isn't really something you think you want in a cake. Usually, those are mistakes. but it's good. It's just a good. I think it's a good texture and good flavor. I like them.
It's killer. And if it were me and I won this prize package, I would put the pot pie in the freezer and eat the almond cake for dinner.
But it's meant to be dinner and dessert.
So here's how you enter the drawing. And here's how, more importantly, you simultaneously support your community radio station. You can call right now. We have fabulous people on the phones, 503-325-0010. You could go online to kmun.org. And online donations that are time-stamped within the show will be entered into the drawing. And you can text KMUN to 44321. So by all means, get in on the drawing. And we will have the drawing, obviously, after the show is over and we get a list of those names. But we'll be announcing it next Monday, which is our regular Food Talk Day. We'll let you know the winners. And we'll contact the winners prior to that. And I will make arrangements to get you all of the
fabulous, all of your round things.
Yes, yeah. All of your round delicious things. So give us a call right now, 503-325-0010.
And this is a little earlier than our normal time. We're normally on at 9:30, but this is 9 o'clock. So I fired up the coffee pot this morning. We'll see if I live through the show, because I went to, pour a little cream in my coffee. And when I say pour, that describes my expectations, because what happens was like a glop.
Oh, such a nasty surprise.
Oh, I know. But I drank it anyway, so we'll see if I live.
Oh my gosh. It's clotted cream.
Clotted Linda, boo-hoo.
There is no one out there who has not been surprised at some point.
Bye. It's just such an early time to be surprised,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just when you don't expect, you expect everything to be very regimented.
And no surprises before coffee. That's an unofficial rule at our house, but you know, it's It's hard to abide by that. Oh my gosh.
It's funny how many expectations you have in life and you don't realize it until, you know, like I expect my cream to pour.
Yeah, right.
You don't realize you have that expectation.
Hope stashed. Oh my gosh. I wonder, we have lots of time to exhort people to support their radio station. But we also have a few minutes to talk about cooking, which theoretically is what we're all about.
Yeah.
Home cooking.
Hopefully why people listen and while they want to donate, because they get so much good information from us.
So much. Occasionally we mention food, but it's only a half hour, so you know.
Well, I've been grilling a lot. I don't know about you.
I don't grill, you know that.
I know, but you grill inside. You have that really lovely grill plate for your stove.
Yes.
I mean, it does the same thing.
A flat top. And I also have the an actual grill that can make marks and everything.
Yeah, ooh, marks.
I know, and you know.
But I want to talk a little bit about maximizing. It's not so much maximizing your grill space as like arranging things so they all fit. But so often when I go to grill something, I'm just grilling dinner, and that's not a whole grill full of stuff. And what I mean is just kind of like maximizing your use of fuel, and if that makes sense, you know, mm-hmm, just energy. Mm-hmm. And so it's so easy to grill something else when you're grilling your dinner, just to have in the future. And the easiest thing is vegetables. And I just don't think people grill vegetables that much. It is such an easy thing to do. Now, don't choose something like peas. They're going to fall through the grate. And I've done peas. They're really great grilled, but you have to do them like in a little basket on the grill.
Yeah.
But then they get really good flavor. You can do them, but choose something that's going to stay on the grill, like carrots or zucchini or even if you parboil potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And then my rule of thumb is you just put whatever vegetable you want to grill, and then put them like on a cookie sheet on a sheet pan with a rim, and just put a little bit of olive oil on it and just roll the vegetables around until you don't want them dripping or sloppy. They just glisten with a little bit of oil. Hit them with salt and pepper and put them on the grill, just whatever temperature you're grilling the rest of your meat or whatever you're grilling at. Just have the vegetables on there, and when they get a good grill mark, flip them, and they're going to be good. And it's just a way to have a really nice side. And then the other thing to do, or a possibility, is if you're grilling already, just grill something extra. You know, if you're grilling a steak, grill some chicken for your salad tomorrow. Grill something for lunch tomorrow, or a salad in the future, something. But it's a really easy way to cut out cooking for another meal later, and also to maximize your use of fuel and energy.
Oh, vegetables, so good. I mean, roast, but you don't have to, if you're already grilling, you don't have to turn on the oven.
Yeah, and then I think grilled asparagus is the best thing on earth.
Yes.
And it just takes, you know, I don't know, 4 minutes.
Ooh, with a little curried mayo.
Yeah, yeah.
Drag it through that.
And that's Marianne's recipe, and it's such a hard recipe. Okay, get ready. This is going to be really long. You take mayonnaise and curry powder. There you go.
Stir.
Yeah.
Don't forget to stir. The instructions are stir. Yeah. Speaking of which, I was thinking of when you were talking about grilled vegetables, I found a million years ago in a magazine that was already years old at the laundromat, waiting for, you know,
it's been a long time since you went to a laundromat.
It has been
this
some
is a while
years.
Ago, yeah.
And the mag was old when I got it, when I read it. But anyway, it was solid gold because it had this recipe in it for a roasted vegetable salad with and that was just all of these fabulous grilled vegetables we've been talking about tossed together with this carrot vinaigrette carrot juice was the main ingredient.
I have never made a dressing with carrot
juice. It is so good. Oh, I'll send you the recipe.
Okay.
And when you call in for your pledge to 503-325-0010, you will not only be entered in the drawing for a pot pie and an almond cake, but you can request that I send you the recipe for this carrot vinaigrette because you will be so happy. It has some Dijon in it, like you would put in any kind of vinaigrette. It has some curry powder.
Oh, really?
And some vinegar. It's just so delicious, drizzled over grilled vegetables specifically.
What a great idea.
It's really good.
You never think to grind anything up, you know, or juice anything except something green for,
yeah,
you know, like a Green Goddess type situation.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a carrot vinaigrette. I will share it with anyone who calls.
I'm going to have to donate.
you
to
might
get
have
the
to
recipe.
Donate. Anybody can have the recipe. Even if you don't win the drawing, you can request the recipe. Anyway, right now, if you call 503-325-0010, it looks like we have two lines open. You can go to KMUN.org and click on the donate button, or you can text KMUN to 44321. Any and all of the donations that come in during Food Talk this morning in any of those ways will be entered, will be tossed in the hat for the drawing, and there will be three prize packages.
For pie and cake. Woohoo! Pie and cake.
Oh, my gosh. This is the special diet edition. But I will say that the pot pies can either be delivered warm to your door if you live close enough in the area where, when I leave the Astoria area, it's still warm when I get to wherever you are. Or you could ask for it to be wrapped, ready to go in the freezer for some night when you just don't want to cook. I love those things in my freezer.
That is the truth.
Yes, because seriously, there are nights when I just don't want to cook. Yeah. No matter how much we talk about cooking, there are nights.
It's why I make so much soup, just so I can do exactly that. Ugh. I cannot even think of cooking. I'm just going to thaw this out.
Yeah, hey, that's why my freezer is full of your soup. Seriously, I feel like if I toss together a really great BLT with good bacon, really good tomatoes on great bread, and warm up some frozen homemade soup, I feel like it's a very, very nice dinner. So I don't even feel like I'm cheating. You know what I mean?
No, and you're not. No, it's planning ahead.
Yeah. What have you got there?
Well, they just handed us a note, Carol from Brownsmead, called in appreciation for Food Talk and hearing Marianne and Linda, which is really nice.
It's so nice.
Oh, thank you, Carol,
and
so much.
Of, it's kind of a relief to me.
Yeah. <that's>
thank you, Carol.
That our listeners are waking up and
getting
out of bed early.
Yeah. When I realize that I've been talking for a half hour, I'm worried that people are like, oh my gosh, is she through?
It's fun being in the studio again. It's so funny. They are so concerned, of course, about COVID protocol. So they've got this giant air circulator purifier thing in here. And this is a tiny room. I mean, this is like a closet, you know. And so it's just so funny because there's like paper swirling here. It's like a tornado. There's like no way that a COVID virus would have a chance to light on anything or anybody. It's just fighting for its life in this tornado.
Well, I'm grateful.
It's so great.
I'm grateful that the station is so careful for all of us.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to be back in this room.
Yeah.
I am so grateful to be back in this room. I was lucky to have a show on yesterday, and I am reminded after almost 3 years of pre-recording in my own home studio and uploading it to the station to be able to actually have the sense of immediacy that comes with being in the studio. So,
well, and then I was a little worried because of all the things I've done through COVID. Probably one of the most successful was just really refining my ability to swear. And so I'm just like scared.
I am in charge of the board, and if I feel like we're on the verge of profanity, I'm going to pull the mic down. That's it. I want to thank Carol, and I know that there's another call in process, and I also want to assure anyone who would prefer to pledge online or via text that those donations are all time stamped. So if they come in during Food Talk this morning, that means by 9:30, so we're about halfway through, you will be included along with the people who call in live. So 503-325-0010 if you'd like to talk to our fabulous volunteers and staff on the phones out there. If you would prefer to go online, you can go to KMUN.org and pretend like you're working at the office and no one will ever know. And you can just press the donate button and take care of it there. And you are automatically in the drawing. And you can also text to KMUN 443-241. So all those ways.
We're sponsored by the co-op and by the Food Web, and this is the Food Web's last market, online market, at their current location on 18th Street. Isn't that exciting? They're moving down to the Food Hub.
It is.
And so I think their ordering period is open now. If you order this period, you can pick it up Thursday at their old location, but I think they're taking a couple weeks off, and then it's the new location.
It's the new location, and I want to clarify that we don't, a community public radio, and so we don't really have sponsors.
Oh, sorry, I used the wrong word.
That's all right. We have underwriters. And I think that that Astoria Co-op might be one of our underwriters. And also the North Coast Food Web is we are production. Food Talk is a production of the North Coast Food Web and KMUN. And the market that Linda talks about is an online market of local, small food producers from our very local area, so it is not it is just a part of the mission of the North Coast Food Web is to foster and support small local food producers so that they can make the next step to actually making a living.
Yay.
So that's how that works. But I always want to encourage you to check out KMUN.org and NorthCoastFoodWeb.org because both of those websites are chock full of fabulous and fascinating information.
It's true.
It is true. I'm not lying. We have one line open,
503-325-0010.
And I want to say thank you to Claudia from Astoria for
calling. I love that name.
I do too.
That's a beautiful name.
My younger brother named one of his cats Claudia.
Oh, that's different. See, now when I hear the name Claudia, I think, oh, that's pretty. And then when I hear Claudia, that's a forehead slapper.
It's all spelling. I do love that. I love that word. And I love any name that can be any gender by just changing the spelling a little bit. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And thank you, Claudia, so much. We got diverted by your lovely name, but mostly we just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everyone who has participated so far in the pledge drive. It's only 1 week long. It's mm-hmm. over next Friday. So none of us can, dilly-dally. Got to get on it.
Nope. This is your only chance for food talk.
Yeah,
what you been cooking?
Well, I've still been, I've still been dealing with your chicken challenge that was several shows ago, but I need to preface that by saying I said that my husband doesn't really like chicken, and yes, I'm cooking it anyway.
Well, we get into chicken ruts.
Yeah.
I mean, I think chicken is the easiest thing to get in a rut with, you know?
Yeah. It's also it can be a very quick thing to cook if that's, So I've been doing a lot of tofu and then a lot of chicken and sometimes chicken with tofu.
Okay.
But most recently, I just went old school and did chicken marsala, which is very hard to beat.
Yeah.
Of some boiled egg noodle, buttered noodles with chives and that. And I have been leaning in the favor of fruit salads or fruit platters instead of tossed salads lately, just because we get great greens all year long, mm-hmm. but we don't get the vast array of fruit that we have right now.
That's really true. I mean, we've got some farmers here that just work wonders with winter greens. It's really something.
Yeah, it is. We never have to be without local greens of all kinds, braising greens, salad greens.
Yeah.
Every kind of greens.
Yeah, every year it's better.
Yeah. Well, Oregon's kind of known for green, right?
So. Yeah, I guess. That's true. I remember when I first moved here from Minnesota and somebody said, pretty soon it'll be winter and our grass will be green. And I was just like, my sides. I couldn't believe it was true. It was just hilarious. Lying to me.
Oh, this is so exciting. Thank
you,
Carolyn.
Come somebody.
We have some great volunteers out there. I want to say thank you so much to Isla from Tillamook. Thank you, Isla, and thank you, Tillamook.
And Yvette from Seaside, and that's another pretty name.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, we're getting all the pretty names. Yvette, thank you very much from Seaside. We really appreciate your generosity. Are you one of the seven listeners?
We wonder
who they are.
We need to have them pin numbers on their shirts like you were in a race, because we can't identify you. We have mental images, I guess.
We only know there's just a couple that get angry when we talk about curry.
Oh yeah. That's right. We're not going to do that on Pledge Drive.
No.
So, thank you so much. And you are all, in addition to the online folks and the text folks who have donated, you're all in the drawing. So you simply must tune in on next Monday at our regular time, 9:30, and we will let you know the winners.
Pie and cake.
And actually, anybody that donates to KMUN is a winner, because we're all investing in great community radio. We're lucky to have it, and nobody wants to not have it. So
next time we could have like regular pie, and I do make a meat cake, but it's for dogs, where I make like cake, 8-inch cake rounds out of turkey and carrots, so it looks like carrot cakes with some craisins, because I don't think raisins are good for dogs. So it looks like carrot cake, and then mashed potato frosting.
Wow.
I don't think it would really like make people donate.
Maybe.
No,
a lot
I
of
don't
us.
Think so. I don't think it'd be like a good thing to receive a whole one of.
If you are just tuning in, this is Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers, and I'm joined by Linda Perkins for every Food Talk. And we usually come to you on the first and third Mondays of every month, but it's Pledge Drive. So welcome to Pledge Drive if you're just joining us. And because we are winding down to the bottom of the hour, which only makes sense if you have a clock with hands on it.
Yeah.
That would be me. I still have one.
We have one in here.
And you know, I would talk about how times change. Yesterday during Country Swing, the fabulous Bernie was here to help me encourage people to call. And we were saying, however you listen to the radio, because you can be anywhere and listen on the device of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I have a radio. And we were both Dulcie Taylor and I were like, you have a radio? So I don't know if you have a I don't know if you listen on a radio, and I don't know if you donate by putting a check in the mail and mailing it to P.O. Box 269 Astoria 97103, but all of those old and new ways are excellent ways to support community radio.
Yeah, because you're not just supporting Food Talk. I mean, we love that you're listening, and that's really awesome. But this is just such a good radio show, and it has such a wide variety of programs, and it's just such a big part of my everyday, of how I learn about community and what's going on in Astoria, but also just how the music just makes my home better, just makes it more beautiful. I love this station, and I will always support it.
Yes. The music is my thing, and I'm grateful for how much of it there is and the wide variety of it. And I can tell you from personal experience that turning up the radio for music on KMUN can totally it totally negates not having vacuumed the rug. You don't even care. You don't even care. The music, it's the
panacea.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's like our vaccination. Everyone should get vaccinated with a little music every single day. Absolutely.
Yay, vaccinated against the world.
Yeah, well, sometimes the world deserves it.
Yeah.
Sometimes. What have you been cooking?
Well, mostly grilling. And then I've just been, yelling at my computer because how you used to be able to watch cooking shows on TV and they were a lot of fun, but then it kind of went to entertainment and competitions and it wasn't about the cooking anymore. And I'm not going to make anything out of eel and Rice Krispies. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just that I'm just not going to. But then now I'm getting things in my inbox from places that I've respected in the past, like Bon Appetit, I think it was, sent me something a couple weeks ago about using a hot dog as a straw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of going that way. So looking for ideas in places that I normally look for ideas. I'm spending a lot of time yelling at the computer and telling it how it should be instead of cooking. And so I think I need to step away from that.
You know what? I mean, we can remind everybody that we are big fans of a free website called Eat Your Books. And if you have cookbooks and you find yourself using the same one over and over, or you don't want to try something new because you don't want to look through 35 indexes to find the recipe you want, the eatyourbooks.com. Just go and check it out. It is a way to upload your cookbook library, and then you can search by the name of recipe or by ingredients, and it will tell you which one of your books, which however many of your books you will find that in, and it really makes your cookbook library so much more useful.
I actually use it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And it's pretty free. So,
Woo, my favorite.
Yeah, really. And that might be a good alternative than searching the annoying internet.
Yeah. I know I got something in my inbox just yesterday, and it was a recipe for crispy pulled mushrooms. I mean, like, you pull pork, you don't pull mushrooms, and same thing. I mean, I'm just turning into a crotchety old lady, you know. I'm just like a curmudgeon. I was yelling at the computer again, so I just need to not do that. I think they're just trying to get your attention with obscure, insane things,
you know.
And they just want you to click. They don't care if you get information.
Yeah.
See how I am? See what's happening? Oh, good Lord.
Do you all see? We all see, Linda.
My eyebrows are growing. I'm going to sit in my porch. Get out of my yard. That's where I'm headed.
You'll just be talking to the deer. They refuse to be insulted.
They look like they're listening.
they do. Their little ears.
They're just frozen, though. It's different.
They're temporary yard art. Despite the fact that we are not hardly talking about cooking at all, you are listening to Food Talk on KMUN, and it is Fall Pledge Drive, and we are celebrating that, and we do have prizes for you if you donate during Food Talk, and because it is only maybe like 3 minutes away to the deadline, I'm reminding you, and there is one phone line open, 503-325-0010.
Call and get your pie and cake, pie and cake, pie and cake. Call and get your pie and cake. You'll really, really love them.
You know, Linda can write songs at the drop of a hat.
I wrote that.
Well, as soon as we get off, we got to, you know, get a copyright on that because somebody's going to steal it.
They always do. I hear them in the stores.
You can go online to KMUN.org and click on that donate button, or you can text to KMUN 44321. But we have fabulous real live people in the actual studio. Oh. Such a relief.
Taking phone calls. It's great. Yeah.
503-325-0010. And Linda, for folks who might not have been here for the first 35 times we mentioned it, tell them how the prizes work.
Okay. So Marianne is making a chicken pot pie or a vegetable pot pie if you want them. And I've had them. They are delicious. Really, really good. It can be like frozen, so you can cook it later, or she'll deliver it warm. And then from me, you're getting an almond cake, which is also round. That was our theme. And it's just a delicious, sweet, chewy, dense cake. It's really, really good. So we're hoping you'll have dinner and dessert.
Yes, and we have three of those prize packages of two round things each. And we are going to take all of your names and contact information at the end of the show at 9:30 straight down. We will get all of the people who have donated online, they're time stamped, we will know, and all of the text donations and all of the phone donations, and it'll go into a hat. We'll draw three names.
Yep. Everybody that donates, we'll just draw them, and then even like Gail from Astoria, thank you, Gail, for your donation. Thank you so much for pledging.
Absolutely. Thank you, all of you. And we will notify you if you win, and we will let everyone know who won on our regularly scheduled Food Talk next Monday at 9:30. Yep. So Thank you, everybody. Oh, and it looks like
Janie from Old Hickory, Tennessee. That's really a long ways away. Thank you, Janie.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
She's probably not even hearing this yet. It has so far to travel before she'll hear it.
It's not carrier pigeon, Linda.
But thank you, Janie.
Thank you so much. And I would love to, we live in a very scenic place, but Old Hickory, Tennessee.
Oh, it sounds just lovely.
It does.
Yeah, this time it's not her name, it's where she lives. Everything is lovely today.
Tennessee, you know, the birthplace and the righteous home of, we got to go. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.